plastic.
Friday night and live from Solidarity Realty Studio, downtown Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. Welcome to Outside the Pizza Box. I'm Pizza Box Mike. I got nice guy Nate running the board, making things happen. Otherwise, it wouldn't. And I got to tell you, I was all excited about the governor getting so mad that he swore about Republicans and their obstruction. And it's like, yeah, how many years of it now, right? He used the BS word, man. I'm like, yeah. You know, the guy's pretty mellow. I don't know how mad you have to make a guy like that to use that kind of language. But I'm glad that he did. Because what he's talking about is something that the Republicans have been doing for over a decade now in Wisconsin. And a lot of people just haven't picked up on it yet. And I found that out. I mean, I'm like, you know, talking about how I'm going to talk about Evers getting mad at them being obstructionists, you know, where they're not allowing UW employees to get the pay raise that they already voted on in the budget. But then now they're saying, well, and specifically Boss, Robin Boss, saying that, well, you have to take the money that we put into the university system for diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I've already told you, if you're someone that doesn't believe in diversity, equity, and inclusion, you're a moron. Like, say, moron Ron Johnson. Look, I'm a product of public education parents, right? My mom was an elementary school teacher, and my dad was, the most left principal that you would ever have met in the public school system. A man that was dedicated to helping those that were less fortunate, who spent a lot of time, you know, trying to get programs to make sure these kids had nutrition and started a free breakfast program. And this all came to an end basically during the trickle-down years, right? Which I don't know if you understand, the trickle-down years basically is what the wealthy people used to pay for their golden showers. Get that? See how I did that? Anyway, so if you're not, if you didn't really, you know, witness the legislation of my friends and I were discussing it, and then, you know, basically we're angry that Evers is, you know, trying to fund the public schools. And I'm like, wait a minute here. You know, you guys understand, right, that, you know, the Republicans have taken billions of dollars, okay, away from public education and have used it for, well, tax cuts for the wealthy, but mostly to privatize the school industry, right? These choice schools that they call them, where you've always had a choice to go to a school like that if you want, but you couldn't use taxpayer money because it's not really based on education. It's based on ideology, if you haven't noticed. So the whole idea of not understanding why communities have to call for referendums to fund the public school system, then you're falling right into the trap. It's like the same thing as it's being against teachers. You're mad because there might be two teachers in the room. You're mad because they're making, you know, repairs to the building, or, which I agree, some of this stuff, waste and spending, yeah, like building fancy stadiums for high school sports. I don't agree with that. Okay. But people will say, well, yeah, but that brings in money. Well, you know, why is everything so important about bringing in money, but not important to see how the Republicans siphoned off all your tax dollars for giveaways. Let's go back, right? Let's go back. What do you think cost public education? They gutted the public schools and the taxes were diverted to private. Let's go back to the truck or the trains. Telco was willing to manufacture trains in Milwaukee. We would have had all kinds of jobs, higher income jobs, a better transportation system. And at the same time that they decided not to fund the, and what they did was they defaulted on the deal and we lost hundreds of millions of dollars to make up for what money they had already invested into the state. We lost a lawsuit. By the way, when Republicans defend themselves for, you know, gutting Wisconsin, they usually go out of state to get attorneys at a high cost. Illinois, basically. I don't understand that. Well, I do. Yeah. What lawyer would want to attach themselves to policies that destroy the state that you operate in? But that's what they've done. Okay. And if you haven't done your homework and understand that what they did back in 2011 and in 12 was going to negatively affect the state for decades, no matter who became the governor afterwards, no matter who came in, the damage these guys have done to Wisconsin is immeasurable. And apparently what happens over time is people forget. They think that we should recover. Now it's a Democrat in office. Look, the Republicans still control the Assembly and the Senate. In fact, they're like two seats away from totally devastating the state. And the job that Evers has done that's most important is that he's vetoed all these horrible bills that the Republicans came up with. Another tax cut for the wealthiest. You get a Big Mac, they go out and buy a yacht or an airplane or another car or another house. Public schools are the backbone of America. Without an education, we become as dumb as we become. If you think that the price of an education is costly, then think about the cost of not having people educated, mainly our own children and grandchildren. And that's part of the plan, people. That is part of the plan. If there's any teachers out there or anybody working in the public school system that wants to fill in some of these gaps that I'm leaving, for sure, 844-967-2789. But I do want, I mean, like I said, I'm a product of public education, not just parents, but the whole system. And what it did for me was it gave me an advantage where people didn't have public education, were left out, either because they were poor. You know, you've listened to the Republicans attack the Milwaukee school system, and when all they've done is completely gut the city. And it's because of racism and classism. This is how this country was built. Okay? Slavery and genocide. We still haven't admitted that. People still think it's wrong for them to be compensated for what we did throughout history. And that's bogus, man. If it happened to you, you'd sure want a piece of the action, wouldn't you? Somebody came in and, oh, we'll get into that too. Going into somebody else's territory and taking their land away from them. Why would anybody support that? That's the world today. Foxconn cost us billions and billions of dollars, right? The jobs that we didn't create out of it. Oh, we got plenty of quick trips and roundabouts close by and people lost. How many homes were lost? People didn't have a choice. Ask Robin Voss about that. At least what Evers has done a few times is he's outfoxed the Foxcons in the Republican Party. Tax cuts for the wealthy, billions. Not expanding Badger Care that cost us billions of dollars and covered fewer people. These all add up to why we can't fund our schools. That and the diversion of the funds. It was frustrating because the Republicans have used the Wisconsin State Journal as their paper for this part of the state for decades. And people think that if they're reading that paper, that that's the accurate news for Madison and for Wisconsin. And it's not. Oh, yes, we've seen them pull away from the far wrong a little bit, right? They don't like Trump. They decided to endorse Governor Evers because maybe they have children. I don't know. Why all of a sudden would they change that tune? Because the far wrong movement is so far off the cracker at this point, people, that even people that vote Republican are like, you know, I don't think I can get down with this. I don't think I'm like into total destruction of the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not leaving, man. I know when, a lot of you might not know this, but after Scott Walker and the Republicans came in and did Act 10 on us, you know, a whole lot of highly educated and skilled professionals left the state for better pastures. And for the first time in Wisconsin's history, we had more people leaving the state than moving into the state. And I don't know if you've noticed, but you can go anywhere and you'll see people from Texas, Louisiana, Puerto Rico, wherever. And I don't have any problem supporting workers, right? But they came here because of the right to work laws made it almost impossible for Wisconsin families to exist. But, you know, a van load of guys living in the same place, you know, looking for a job. That's what they're doing, too. It's not like they're making a lot of money and living the good life. There's four or five guys riding in a van living in one and two bedroom apartments, man. Yeah, Republicans turning Wisconsin into a private Idaho, man. Not good at all. They don't support the average person in Wisconsin. And it's been that way long enough that I can't understand why anybody would vote Republican at this point. It is detrimental to your future and to the future of your children. Yeah, I'm as Wisconsin as it gets. I'm not leaving. I'm staying. And come back. We don't want you to leave. Yeah, if you find a good cafe, stick to it. There's not enough small cafe on the corner, the family restaurant, that's where I go. I don't do any of that fast food stuff if I can help it. Oh yeah, I'm guilty of the Culver burger once in a while. But again, you know, does anybody remember going to the public schools and getting a decent meal? I mean, this, when I was growing up, we had like farmers' wives that were the workers in the kitchen, the cooks. And it was like real baked chicken and real mashed potatoes and gravy, not that instant stuff, not Pizza Hut, not McDonald's. And you could even, man, you could even get like gizzards and hearts if you asked for them. And I did. And they liked me because, you know, it was like 55 cents if you wanted two milks with your lunch. And I used to use, after wrestling season was over, I'd use two of them, you know, go through the line twice. Oh, yeah, I can put it away. And speaking of somebody that can put it away, Wisco Paul, take a swing. Take a swing tonight, brother.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Michael. You know, at one point when Walker didn't take the Medicaid money, I got rid of the train money, the high-speed rail, and then, of course, they got rid of the unions. I thought, well, it probably can't get any worse than this, but it just spirals downward. And another thing that I think really hurt was when For all practical purposes, back in 2015, I think, or 16, Bernie Sanders had the Democratic nomination wrapped up, and they took it away from him, because I really feel that we never would have experienced Trump if Bernie Sanders would have been the Democratic nominee. But I guess we'll never know for sure. But
yes, we will. Yes, we will. Bernie wins. Remember, Bernie wins, we knew that. The reason why
I knew
Trump had a chance was because you had two negative, negative people were negative on both at like 60%, right? And so it was going to be close, but it wasn't as close as people thought it was going to be. And I was one of those people that knew it was going to go down this way. And I still believe, Paul, that when they dumped on the Fight for 15 movement by endorsing Hillary, and, you know, there'll be people that don't agree with me, but I was right. So, you know, I was right that Trump was going to win because of that move, and millions of people. And, I just saw this week where they're reaching out, Democratic Party's reaching out to the black vote. Oh, man, how many times do we have to see that plastic reach out to the community when they've had decades to take more action and they haven't, right? And that's what I pointed out, that you take these people for granted. You think that they're not intelligent enough to know that who's bending them over or not. And when both parties do, then they lose interest in all of it. I mean, how can you blame them?
Well, Michael, it kind of changed history, but I really believe Bernie would have won. I was feeling the burn. I know a lot of younger people were. And Hillary just had so many negatives that Trump brought them all to light. And Bernie didn't, and he would have beat Trump, which brings us to today, Michael. Now when you think, hey, you know, I've had to put that difference aside and vote Democrat. It's basically, it's the lesser of two evils, but because Trump is was so bad. But this is what really gets me. You know, you look at the news today, and it's already, you know, Voss. Now he wants to impeach Megan Wolf again, and because of money. Who knows? Could be Trump money. I don't know. But
no, he's being moved. Yeah. No, what's happening to him is the same thing they did to McCarthy. Is, you know, that far wrong in their party, mainly Branch in the Hut, Janelle Branchon, who would give Godzilla a really good match, by the way. And that is enough to make Robin Voss go through the motion of making it look like he's trying to do something about it, when it probably, in all reality, it won't get there. If it does, then we as a people need to rise, because they're not impeaching her on any criminal behavior or anything else. They're doing it for political gain, right? And what better way to do it than to destroy democracy? It's the easiest way to get whatever the hell you want, right?
You know, it's another sad thing on this whole deal here is they've dragged Megan's name through the mud, the money people have. And that's a sad thing, too. And I want to just one more topic here before I get off. And this guy that's a House Speaker now, I mean, he is totally and utterly controlled by Trump, and that's why I brought the Bernie thing up. I really think we would have never seen Trump, but we did. But the new speaker is controlled by Trump, Michael, which ought to scare anybody to death. I mean, oh, wow. You know, I don't want to depress myself here. I can't talk too much, but
look, I'm not afraid. Anyway, what you got to do is turn that fear into fight. Because, and when I say fight, I don't mean like, you know, violence. I mean like unity, right? And we're starting to see that happening now, where Walgreens and CVS are walking off the job. Probably the auto workers did their part, and they got a better deal than the train people did, didn't they? And that's another reason why you lose Democratic votes. When you talk about how you're a big union backer, and then you kind of slight the union a little bit too much, it doesn't go very far. Am I right or not?
Well, Obama said he's going to walk with the union people, but he never did show up. And I think that really hurt.
I went through like eight pairs of shoes with Scopal during that stretch. So I was walking it, and I didn't see him either.
Yeah, well, you were a hero down there in my mind. You're still an icon pizza box. I mean, you know, that's pretty cool. You'll always be known as pizza box. But Biden walked the talk. I mean, he went out there and walked with the auto workers, which was totally cool, and I think it's the right thing to do. What I'm trying to get at here tonight a little bit, Mike, is that you can't give up fighting, and I don't mean to sound that way, but sometimes it just seems like a giant snowball rolling downhill. McCarthy was bad. Now you got a guy worse. Voss goes back on his word I don't know how many times, and it's just you know. All right. Well, I'll let you go.
Hey, man. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to me tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Bye. And by the way, you're not wrong to feel that angst and to feel fear. And I've been going through it myself. Can't figure out what I'm going to do. Everything's just way out of whack, man. It's everywhere you go. It's there. And I just had to, like, you know, what did I say? Tune it out. Turn it off. Hit the reset. You have to do it as many times as you can. We'll come back with Mark when we get back, Mark. You gotta be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. I said maybe. Downriver, down the Mississippi River, right? And I went on Halloween to go see my best friend. And I've been feeling lousy, people. Physically, emotionally, you know, just like Paul says, I've been beat down enough. But when I got down there, it was like, on the way there, I saw something I have not seen in quite a while. And that was a massive group of birds migrating. And then I tried to film it, and I forgot. I didn't hit the button right. And it was kind of cool. They were cowbirds, man. Cowbirds, which are some of the laziest birds around. They like to lay their eggs in other birds' nests and let the parents raise them and adopt them. Who am I to say? That was like the biggest crowd I saw that day, so maybe it's working for them. And then I get down there, and it's cold, man. It's cold, and I'm... But it felt good because it's been dark and cold in my life. And all of a sudden I'm like, the weather matches the way I feel. And now this is, and there were eagles soaring, and there was a strong wind, and I'm watching them do things that other creatures can't do. And it was just amazing. And then I'll do it again. I'll go downriver again next week because that's what I have to do in order to keep my sanity. And we'll go to Mark in the sack. What are you doing to keep your sanity, Mark?
Well, I'm, you know, doing pretty good. I got good news from the oncologist last week.
Good.
That was this week, I guess. The days will just all kind of run together.
Right.
You know, been putting time out in the field with the dog and seeing all kinds of little birds and, you know, that flitting around. And that's always fun to see, you know, and yet... He goes over to a bush and he sniffs at it, and about 20 of them go taken off out of it. And that's always kind of cool. Kind of an escape from the day-to-day grind of the politics that we hear, and the media overload that we get. It's part of it that we get too much news and not enough news. So it was just this is kind of a nerdy thought, but I was just, for some reason, my mind reached back to de Tocqueville, what he wrote of early 19th century America, where he was remarking on how wonderful it was he could go and some of these, go and actually engage in intelligent debate with just ordinary people, because these ordinary people were actually pretty literate, and they're reading the newspapers of the day, and reading some books, but they could actually talk about events with some kind of clarity and critical thinking, whereas today I think Republicans and some, that primarily Republicans say they hate critical thinking. They do not want you thinking, thinking deep thoughts and mulling things over in your head. They want, just give you birdseed information, pardon the pun, but just that so they can manipulate the crowd. And that, who would have thought that a criminal like Donald Trump, people would just be saying, oh, that's okay, he can get away with this kind of thing. Well, the guy is an admitted, at minimum, a sexual assaulter, a self-admitted sexual assaulter. And, that seeing the prima facie evidence of him being a fraudster and a cheat, and actually actual evidence of him being a fraudster and a cheat, because he's actually been convicted of that with this whole Trump University thing. But people still think that, he is anointed by God and that he's a good Christian man, where he is nothing but the opposite of that. I mean that...
Oh, come on, Mark. Can't you forgive? I'm kidding. We get overloaded with that. And then, like you mentioned, with the national news just pounding out at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour, and using people that are unaffected by all of it, trying to get us to believe or take their point of view, which is not even theirs. It's they're like puppets. Morning Joe is a puppet, man. I can't stand the guy anymore. I never liked him to begin with, but now this push to try and make us all, group up with moderates, which are actually not even moderate.
Yeah, it's sad. It's just sad, and the fight goes on. I guess that. The fight goes on.
Yeah, well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. And the fight will always go on. It's just that you got to take a step back, right? And you're going to get beat down some days. 844-967-2789 if you want to call in and feel a little bit better. Feel free to do it. I've got Mary from Wauwatosa. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Pizza Box. Thanks for taking my call. You mentioned class before in relation to the Republicans, and it makes me think of the social caste system in India. Mm-hmm. It's a real-life analogy of our society and the conservatives' efforts, their end game of supporting the wealthy, and dissing the working class here. And I would ask anybody, here in America of middle working class status, how they would like their lives being steered toward the lower castes in India.
Oh, did we lose you? No.
Oh, did...
For a second, I think we did.
Yeah, so anyway, lower caste system in India. Anybody want to, be there? Because that's where they're, steering us.
And all the...
Financially?
This stuff... This will topple, right? When you have a top-heavy society, it always collapses at some point, and it's usually bloody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, thanks, Mary. But you look at what's going on in the Middle East, right? First of all, yes, there's another dumbass Johnson in the Congress, not just the one from Wisconsin. This Mike Johnson guy who doesn't know anything about anything and says, well, I can't show my taxes because I don't have a bank account. Hey, man, I'm trying to get a place right now. And if you don't have a bank account, you ain't getting a place. So I don't buy that. Or are you just like, living off trust funds that are set up? And so you're saying that, you don't really have a bank account. It's pretty bad. But for him to decide that we should fund Israel with $24 billion, because Netanyahu is refusing to do a ceasefire, refusing to have any kind of effort to for diplomacy, who's using the United States and the taxpayers here, who came on to, oh my God, he comes on and starts talking about the Bible and says that it's their right and their duty to just completely annihilate Gaza. You know what, people? It's kind of funny to see on the news today, the tempered media saying, well, you know, Biden's trying to tell them, you know, you're kind of, you're losing support for this war. First of all, it's an occupation. It's really not a war. But, you know, call it whatever you guys want. It's all about ratings, right? And the reason why people get so upset at people like me is because I'm not like ignoring what Hamas does or any terrorist organization, including like the Oath Keepers and, you know, this white supremacy in my own country. There's not much difference between them, but to think that, and to hear them say, oh, well, 3,000 children have been killed. That's too many kids being killed. Really? Is there like a number that is more acceptable to you? I mean, one child being murdered by a bomb. How could anybody stand with that? Are you that afraid to sit down with people and try to come to some kind of compromise that doesn't involve, oh, oppression, you know, mass murder? This is just awful watching it. And just because I don't agree with what Netanyahu is doing, that doesn't excuse the actions of Hamas or anybody else that, you know, is terrorist and goes around killing innocent people. It's always been wrong. But you have to know both sides of the story. And let's face it, you know, Israel gets the benefit of the doubt all the time because they're our ally. Well, if your allies involve, you know, taking orders from dictators like Netanyahu, who's an absolute bunker boy coward, man. I mean, he lives in a place where he's probably not ever going to have to worry about it. And that's not to say that, you know, he should have to worry about it, but you're not going to resolve it with war. Nobody wins wars. Nobody wins wars. There's always, you know, it's a lose-lose every single time. If you don't believe me, then how about having to rebuild the countries we've destroyed ourselves with tax dollars? And the bulk of our taxes goes to the war machine in this country. No, this clown says that, oh, well, we're going to pay for that. We're going to save money by, you know, taking this money out of the IRS. Well, first of all, they've got a lot of you guys believe in, working class people, that they've hired more people in the IRS to come after us. Which, if you had seen the charts that show the biggest scammers on, you know, tax fraud, okay, are the wealthiest people. There's the biggest percentage and the biggest amount. I mean, you've seen the commercials if you owe $10,000, $40,000. That's not really that much. So they'll work on a deal with you. But people that are getting away with millions and millions of dollars without paying their taxes on it? Well, why would you support something like, why do you think that's cool, everybody? I mean, Trump admitted that, you know, I don't pay taxes. I'm not stupid. No, you're corrupt. You're corrupt as hell. Hey, I'm going to take a break and go to Nick and Madison. I haven't heard. How you doing, Nick? It's been a while.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
You know where we are now, right? We're right above the Comedy Club, a place where you performed before, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah. It's actually my birthday tomorrow, and I'm just driving to my mom's right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But, Mike, I have to say, I can say how much I disagree with what you were saying before.
About what?
About Israel and Hamas.
Oh, okay. Give me your take.
Because, okay.
Uh-oh.
Please name me one time the Israelis made a mass incursion into Gaza, raping, killing, pillaging, and killing babies. Decapitating.
All right. Well, let me answer it, first of all, because since they made all those charges. None of us has seen any evidence of that actually happening. But that, if it is, of course, that's awful. But you don't remember when Netanyahu sent his troops and citizens into a mosque, you know, months before this happened on the holiest day for Muslims, and just beat men and women, the old men and women that were there, you know, practicing their religion. And so we can go back and forth and say, when did they do this and when did they do that? Even if that were true, Nick, even if that were true, do you think that actually bombing the hell out of an entire strip that's killed 3,000 children to this point and think that that's any more right than what Hamas is doing? That's the point I'm trying to make. There should be no tax dollars being used from America to bomb the hell out of innocent people either way. I'm totally against war. I wish the military was used to help build infrastructure, and then you wouldn't have these nations warring if they all had water and they all had olive trees and there was enough space for them. But we know that that Israel has invaded their territory and taken it from them. How is that right?
Wait, how did they invade their territory and take it from them? Because they left in 2005.
You mean they were forced out and they were dragged out of their homes and told that these areas were going to be like...
No. Israel left in 2005 completely. And since then, Gaza has been... Hamas has been bombing Israel pretty much every day.
Well, it goes both ways, buddy. And I got to tell you that... Hey, thanks for calling. But no, that's taking the Israel side of the story and not taking into any consideration that the people are oppressed. Blood is uprising. We start getting into these debates. And they're good. They're healthy for us to have these conversations. But what I was trying to say about this dumbass Johnson was, you know, he's trying to make it look like they're going to save money. And by taking that money away from the IRS, there won't be enough money to go after the big boys. And we'd actually lose billions of dollars. And if you don't believe me, man, go look at the charts. Go look at it. You know, everybody thinks that I don't know what I'm talking about, apparently. And let's see if Dave feels the same way. Dave and Madison, how's it going?
Well, hi, how are you?
Hey, you know.
Good show. Yeah, no, I've only been listening for the last couple of minutes, but the last caller is correct. In 2005, there was an election in the Palestinian territories, and Hamas won. And in 2006, actually. And in the beginning of 2007, Hamas took over. And that's after Israel withdrew, by the way, from Gaza. And Hamas took over, and all they've had is terrorism ever since. You know, it's been a very hard sell to say withdraw from the rest of the West Bank, et cetera, et cetera. Give them a state. I think they should have a state. Two-state solution is what would be definitely optimal. There's two claimants to the land, and
that's always been the best option, Dave. You're right.
Okay. Oh, I'm still on the phone. Great. Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for acknowledging that. Yeah, but you know, as I said, it's been a hard. You know, how do you sell that to Israelis when you know? When this just happened, and this has been going on for decades,
mm-hmm.
but certainly it's been going on since Israel withdrew. Can you imagine if this was coming from the West Bank with the borders, the amount of the borders? And by the way, those borders are right near, they're right at the edge of Tel Aviv.
you know, here you asked them to teach at least some strategic depth, so they were only able to kill 1,400 people. You know, this is not the first time this has happened. This has been going on for a really long time. It's been more drawn out, and it didn't all happen at one time. But they've done systematic terrorist atrocities just like this.
Yeah, and, I agree, Dave. And I got to tell you, and thanks, I appreciate you calling. The Palestinians are treated as a lower class people, okay? And I can't get down with any state that sponsors that, okay? And what I'm trying to say is that Netanyahu is an awful human being, okay? He is not the solution to the two-state proposal that we've talked about. It's just not there, man. And all he wants to do is kill people. Now, I mentioned 3,000 children have been killed in the Gaza Strip. I just can't get down with that. There's no way that I can say that's justified. And I'm going to go to Joanne because we're going to run out of time and we got a couple callers lined up.
Yeah, just the quickest comment. It's great to hear you talking with Nick and Dave and the others in a way that is positive and life-fulfilling and presents your ideas and also has us listen to their ideas and give and take and all that. So kudos to you. We really appreciate it. And we don't appreciate what people are saying, for example, on Morning Joe, when they're saying that people shouldn't be allowed to protest on college campuses and all of that. That's not exactly the way we should be going. So kudos to you. Thanks so much for giving us a good model of how to debate.
Well, and thank you, because Joanne, I'm not always the best at that. I'm a reactionary, and I'm not trying to pretend like I'm this big history buff or anything, right? But I do know when people are being mistreated, okay, and when their supplies are controlled by another country. And that's been going on too. Like I said, we could go back and forth, but the problem is nobody's working on the solution. Let's see if Rico in Rock County has a solution.
Sorry, Mike, I'm not able to offer you the solution on this one, but I do totally agree with what you're saying. That's all I'm going to say about that anyway. But you brought up our new speaker, Mike Johnson, and he said, you know, he said, if you really want to know me, just go pick the Bible up off the shelf and read it. So I picked the Bible up off the shelf and I looked at it. And the first thing I come to was, thou shalt not steal, lie, or cheat. And what's he doing this first bill with the funding for Israel, but wants to eliminate the IRS for his big donor buddies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, there's too many people, Rico, that don't understand and have heard that propaganda that says, oh, they're coming after you. They're coming after you little guys. And there's not enough between us all to even come close to what the rich people don't pay in their taxes. That would really solve a lot of our problems.
My taxes aren't that difficult. I'll lay the last 7 years out on the table for them. Say, there you go. Now move along to the guy that's got something to take. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, Mike Johnson doesn't have a bank account, Rico.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? You know, there's other people I know, Mike, that don't have bank accounts. You know who they are?
Yeah, people that are broke.
Thieves, prostitutes, people that are broke.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, I hadn't heard from you for a while, so I thought I'd call him, but I do agree with you on that whole situation.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Rico. And again, the answer is not more violence or more using more tax dollars to blow people up. I mean, this is outrageous. Right? We didn't even get to talk about climate today, right? And El Nino is on its way. Well, it was kind of funny that they say it's going to be milder here in the Midwest. Well, it's going to be a little milder below us more than we are, because I don't know if you saw 17 inches in North Dakota and single digits in Kansas and South Dakota and Minnesota, part of that. And oh my goodness, they set records 4.5 inches up in Appleton, I believe it was, for October 31st. Big payback, man. That's what I'm waiting for. You'll have to tune in again next week right here on the Civic Media Network, broadcasting out of Solidarity Realty Studio. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Mad Radio. And you know what? Next week you can help me call off some of these other stations that might be hearing us tonight.
I'll help you out next week.
Yeah, I don't want to leave anybody out, man. Till then, have a great week, folks.